Welcome to your August Microsoft update from SureWeb. Here's a quick breakdown of the top 6 updates this month in about 3 minutes. Most of what Microsoft announced this month doesn't take effect until 2027, so August is more of a planning month than a scrambling one. That said, update number 1 needs your attention right now. Update number 1. Microsoft retired the standalone Defender Threat Intelligence SKU on August 1st. Customers don't need to take migration action, as threat intelligence capabilities are now included at no extra cost through the Defender portal for anyone with Defender or Sentinel. The action is on your side. If you have CSP customers with active MDTI subscriptions, Microsoft is issuing a credit to your partner account for whatever time was left on the term. Passing that credit through to your customers is your responsibility. So, loop in your billing team now before those credits land. Customers on enterprise agreements are handled by Microsoft directly. Update number 2. The FY27 promotions on Microsoft 365, E3, E5, and Copilot all end September 30th. That's about 8 weeks out. If you have deals sitting in your pipeline that a discount could push over the line, this is your window. The E7 and Copilot business promotions run longer, through the end of December. Update number 3. Microsoft has removed the flat modern work rebate from its FY27 incentives and shifted reward toward growth, premium products, and AI. In practice, that means business premium, E5, E7, and Copilot, along with net new sales and upsells. This is the change with the biggest long-term impact. Update number 4. There's also a margin change worth planning for. Starting in October, partner margins drop 5% on a set of legacy and standalone products, including Office 365 E1 and E3, Exchange Online, SharePoint, and Microsoft 365 apps. If you carry a lot of volume there, now is the time to look at which customers are good candidates for an upgrade, rather than absorbing that change cold in a couple of months. Update number 5. A few more dates for your calendar. In early 2027, the 30-day grace period on partner benefit renewals goes away. So a missed anniversary date means benefits expire the next day. January 1st brings the first annual local currency pricing update. And starting February 1st, Azure reservation exchanges end for services eligible for savings plans. Update number 6. One quick product note. The Windows 365 GPU Frontline Select SKU went live August 1st. If you had opportunities on hold waiting for GPU-enabled cloud PCs, you can pick those back up. That's the high-level update for August. The full post below has the details, more updates that should be on your radar, plus this month's events and resources. If you have questions about how any of this affects your account or your customers, reach out to your SureWeb team.